be seated. Well, God's grace, His mercy, and His peace be with you again this week from our Father in heaven and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ. Amen. We're continuing to look at the road of Christ to the cross. That's our theme this Lent, and how He walked, how we walk. If you can remember back these many weeks, we've looked at walking in humility, walking in trust, walking in truth. Last week, walking in duty, that word that is not used much these days, but which we want to hold to. And today we're going to look at Christ's road of love. And I'd like to start out by looking at the kind of love that our Lord had when He walked to the cross, so that we can know the kind of love that God wants us to have as we walk. Listen to this, Isaiah 53 again, verses 3 through 6. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And as one from whom men hide their faces, He was despised, and we esteemed Him not. Surely He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed Him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. Upon Him was the punishment that made us whole, and with His stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity of us all. Now, last week I said duty is a word that's not really very popular these days. Love, on the other hand, is a word that's very popular. Always has been. Right through the beginning of creation, right through till now. The problem is that the world's love is not what I just read there in Isaiah 53. And so when I say we're going to talk about love today, don't get the idea that I'm going to sing you a country song. Okay? Because that's not the kind of love we're talking about. We're talking about a special kind of love. That's why in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2, Paul says, be imitators of God and walk in love as Christ loved us. So let's talk today about how Christ loved us, how He walked. First of all, at the end of that verse, Ephesians 5 says, walk in love as Christ loved us and gave Himself up for us, a fragrant offering and a sacrifice to God. A sacrificial love. That's how God walked when He was here. That's how God wants you to walk while you are here. A sacrificial kind of love. One where, as it says in Isaiah 50, verse 6, Jesus gave His back to the smiters, to cheeks to those who pull out the beard. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. Is that the kind of love that we hear sung of in country songs and spoken of in movies and things like that today? I don't think so. Let me give you a country song, as a matter of fact. Remember this one from Toby Keith? Want to talk about me? Remember that? And here's the theme of it, the chorus. I want to talk about me. I want to talk about I. I want to talk about number one. Oh, my, me, my. What I think, what I like, what I know, what I want, what I see. I like talking about you, usually. But occasionally, I want to talk about me. And then the background singer's coming, me, 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 me. I want to talk about me. So there is the sum total, in a funny way, about what the world's kind of love is like. It's self-centered. That's why you have a lot of marriages these days where you have these other rock songs about love, 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 love. Like a rushing spring in the desert in the springtime. But by fall, you have the other half of the songs on the radio about broken love, broken vows. It dried up like a potsherd, like a cracked river bread in the desert, because that kind of love, self-centered, self-gratifying, selfish kind of love, is quick and over. The world loves it, but that's not the kind of love God wants us to be walking in. He wants us to be walking in a sacrificial kind of love. Now, you remember when you're children, what did your parents say to you? The world doesn't revolve around you. Remember that? Well, here, I got the world, and I got the sun. Kind of an old tennis ball, just bear with me. But this is the way we look at the world when we are born according to Adam, to our sinful nature. This is the kind of love. Me, 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 I want to talk about me. And all the world, oops, sorry. Yeah, all the world is rotating around us, and we'll love so long as we're getting our needs fulfilled. But I'm going to leave the marriage because my needs are not fulfilled. That's the kind of world love the world has. But what I want for you to do today is to think about the kind of love God wants Christians to have, which is where the Son of God is at the center and we're rotating around Him. Are you in orbit today? Don't answer that question. You know, it's like that Stephen Wright joke where his friend sent him a card with a picture of the Earth on it, and he opened it up and he said, "Wish you were here." Remember that? Well, I'm not saying that kind of orbit, okay? But are you orbiting around the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Is your life about me, 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 me? Or is it the sacrificial kind that Jesus had where He was rotating around His center, God in heaven? Because that's the kind of love that God wants for us. A love where we are putting others first, and in particular, putting God first. That He is our center, and that we've died to ourselves. That's not a love you'll hear spoken of in this me generation. And of this me generation, let me just say this. 2 Timothy 3 says, "Of the last days, but understand this, that in the last days there'll come times of stress, for men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, etc." Lovers of self. That's not to be the way you are. God wants you to walk as Christ walked, with God at the center of your life, giving up your life as a fragrant sacrifice. In the same way that God walked, "You're number one, God, I'm following You. And I am going to lay down my life for the service of others." Reminds me of another story I read about an Illinois Secretary of State who, this is some years ago, they had to figure out what to do with license plate number one in their state. Who's going to get the one that just says one on it? He thought he'd settled the dispute. He didn't want to hurt a lot of people's feelings, so he gave it to himself. Well, if you have that opportunity in your life, who's number one? You got to give it to God. He's the one that gets that license plate. As Jesus says, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." In John chapter 10, verse 11, He says, "I'm the good shepherd. I lay down my life for the sheep." So, a sacrificial kind of love. And that would be like, let me give you one example. James Calvert was a missionary to the cannibals of Fiji. When he was coming up to that island, the captain of the ship said, "Are you going to go ashore there? They'll kill you." You know what his response was? "They can't kill me. I'm already dead. I've already died to myself. I live to God." Is that the kind of way, the attitude that you have? You can't kill me. I'm already dead. Because whoever would save his life will lose it. But he who loses his life for my sake, he will find it. Sacrificial love is about finding your life. Finding life itself. And because you have a sacrificial kind of love, it's also one that doesn't have to be beaten about and go up and down and change all the time. What is God's love like? Malachi 3 says, "I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, you, O sons of Jacob, are not consumed." And in Psalm 107, it says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His steadfast love endures forever." Isn't it nice? Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it grand that our God's love is unchangeable? That's the kind of love He wants in us. You're a captain. Remember the instant where you had the mate on deck and he was steering for the lighthouse? Well, he hit it eventually. But when you're coming around, when you're going around offshore, and you're steering for a light, you want that light to be fixed. You don't want to hit the light, as in that case, his crew member while Pete was asleep. But nevertheless, you want a light that is fixed. Well, you can guide and set your course in life by God's love. It's a constant kind of love. Do you ever feel like God is here today, gone tomorrow? He loves me, He loves me not. He loves me, He loves me not. You're picking the petals on the rose to see which one you end with. Well, God, you don't have to do that. God's love is forever. And this is the message we've heard from Him, that God is light. and in him is no darkness at all. Do not be deceived, James says, for every good endowment and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Think about this for a second, if you're wondering about whether God's going to be good to you, okay? Because I think a lot of our lack of love comes from the fact that we're not really sure, is God going to do me good or evil? Well, think about this. How about the unbelievers out there? People who don't come to church, who don't care a whit about his word, who will disobey, live in all kinds of sins and blasphemies, and go from bad to worse. Does God still feed them? Does he still clothe them? Is there a roof over their heads? Yeah, God still, even then, is kind to the ungrateful and the selfish. He sends his rain upon the just and the unjust. So who are you now to be questioning God's goodness towards you if he's kind even to the wicked, to the unbelieving? And he says in Ezekiel 18, I desire not the death of anyone, but rather that the wicked should turn from their wicked way and live. God's natural work is not to destroy, do you evil, or do you harm. Although he does bring justice at times, over a period of time, nevertheless, God's proper work, Luther says, is to save, to deliver, to rescue, to show kindness, mercy, love, and grace. That's who he is. That's what his heart is like. And so if you want this kind of sacrificial love today, you want to look first to God. For we love because he first loved us. And I want you to settle it in your minds today that you expect from God only good. Now, he may discipline you, but this is what Luther said, is that until you know that and expect only good from God, you don't really know him. Imagine the best man in the world you've ever known. Kind, loving, gentle, wouldn't harm a fly. This man doesn't hold a candle next to God's goodness. So don't doubt his constancy and love. And then another thing God wants, based upon this sacrificial love, is for it to be a joy. You think God, when he came, was like, oh man, I got to go save these dolts down there. These rascals, I got to go down and do the chore and bring them on up here to heaven. Do you think it was his joy? This is God's joy to save. He set up the whole world. He even knew you were going to fall, Adam and Eve, before he even set up the world. He still set it up because he wanted to come down and show his greatest attribute, which is mercy and grace and kindness toward you. So when God asks you and commands of you to live a sacrificial life, it's also not really a sacrifice. It's a joy. As it says when David Livingston, remember in Africa, he went and gave his whole life to the deepest, darkest of Congo, and he said, people talk of the sacrifice I've made in spending so much of my life in Africa. Can that be called a sacrifice which is simply paid back as a small part of the great debt I owe to God, which I can never repay? Is that a sacrifice which brings its own reward of healthful activity, consciousness of doing good, peace of mind, and a bright hope of a glorious destiny hereafter? Away with such a word, such a view, and such a thought. It's emphatically no sacrifice. Say rather, it's a privilege. Anxiety, sickness, suffering, or danger now and then, with a foregoing of the common conveniences and charities of this life, may make us pause and cause the spirit to waver and sink, but let this be only for a moment. All these things are nothing when compared with the glory which shall be hereafter revealed in and for us. I never made a sacrifice. Of this we ought not to talk when we remember the great sacrifice which he made when he left his Father's throne on high to give himself for us. So in conclusion here today, when you are giving your life to God, you are to die to yourself and live to God. You are to be rotating around him who is the Son of God. And is this a painful, terrible thing? So hard for you to do? Well, you do have to die to yourself. That is maybe hard. But the point is that it is a joyful thing. When you lose your life, you find it. And when we lose our life, we remember who we lose it for the one who lost his life that we might live and indeed live forever in his love. Amen.